Coulter's Promise by Maya Banks, narrated by Freddie Bates. Chapter 1. Lily Coulter sat in the small waiting room of the doctor's office, glancing nervously out the window that overlooked Main Street in Clyde, Colorado. Across the street was her husband's, one of them, office. Seth was sheriff of the small town. She'd parked around back because sooner or later, Dylan, another of her husband's, would drive through on his way to his pub, and he'd most certainly see her SUV in front of the doctor's office, which would cause him to barge in, demanding to know if everything was all right. Michael, the middle Coulter brother and the third man she called husband, was safely ensconced in his own veterinary office outside of town, so she wouldn't need to worry about running into him. Hopefully. Her stomach simply wouldn't settle, and she didn't know if it was because of nerves or because... She couldn't think of that yet. She closed her eyes and squeezed her fingers into tight balls in her lap. It did no good to borrow trouble. Her mother-in-law, Holly Coulter, would be the first to tell her that. It could be some weird stomach bug. Hadn't there been something going around Clyde in the last week? But her issues had presented themselves long before last week, and she knew it. She was unbelievably tired. She was sick over the most ordinary smells, and her breasts were so tender that the slightest pressure made her wince. The night before, when her husbands had made love to her, it had been all she could do not to cry out, in pain, when they lavished gentle attention on her breasts, and she knew then that she had to confront her denial and see the doctor. Lily Coulter. Lily looked up to see the nurse standing in the doorway smiling at her. Slowly, Lily pushed herself from the chair and trudged across the room. The nurse was bright and bubbly, but then Tina always was. If she noticed that Lily wasn't quite herself, she refrained from prying too much. When, however, she began to take Lily's vitals and ask routine care questions about the reason for her visit, Lily murmured, "I'll discuss it with Dr. Burton." Tina didn't pursue the matter. She quietly finished taking Lily's blood pressure and temperature, patted Lily reassuringly on the hand, and then promised that Dr. Burton would be along shortly. Lily slumped against the chair and eyed the exam table nervously. She was scared, uncertain, and worried over what Dr. Burton would say. What she was certain he would say. A moment later, a light knock sounded and the door pushed open. Dr. Burton stuck his head inside, smiled, and then ambled in. He took a seat across from Lily at the small table and opened the laptop he used for patient notes and records. He met her gaze over the top of the computer and studied her. "So, what brings you in today, Lily?" If he noted the oddity of her not having at least one of her husbands or another family member present, he didn't say anything. But then there were some things, as she'd learned, that she had to do alone. This was one of them.
"I think..." She closed her eyes. "I suspect I could be pregnant."
When she reopened her eyes, Dr. Burton's were soft with understanding. But instead of saying anything, offering sympathy or reassurance, he merely nodded and then said, "Well, it seems to me the first thing we ought to do before we go any further is to do a pregnancy test. Wouldn't you agree?" She nodded. "Have you performed an over-the-counter test? Those things are pretty accurate." She shook her head.
"I came here first."
"Well, it won't take but a moment. I'll get Tina back in here. She'll have you give her a urine specimen. If it turns out you're pregnant, then we'll go from there. No sense getting all head up for nothing, right?" She took in a shaky breath.
"No, you're right."
He patted her on the hand and then rose. He leaned on the door and bellowed down the hall for Tina. A moment later, Tina returned, rolling her eyes at the elderly doctor. She showed Lily into the bathroom and gave her the instructions, which Lily didn't really need. But she stared blankly and nodded as if she had no clue what was expected of her.
Maybe she should have just done one of those stick pregnancy things. At least then she would be home, alone, and not in front of someone else when she received the shock of her life. A few moments later, she exited the bathroom and returned to her tiny exam room to wait. And wait. Each minute that ticked by seemed like an eternity. She kept eyeing her phone nervously, knowing that eventually someone would figure out she wasn't at home and would want to know what she was up to. And she hated lying. But what was she supposed to say? If she said she was at the doctor's, she'd have no fewer than 3 people in the waiting room for her when she got out. If she lied and then someone saw her and casually mentioned her whereabouts, it would be even messier.